The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
United Healthcare nurse Crystal checked in on a patient.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell in her voice that she was struggling.
Crystal knew she needed help.
And I knew that this is very serious. This is like septic. This is life-threatening.
And she knew just what to do.
And I called the hospital and said, she's coming in. Here are her labs.
And got her the help she needed.
I see my role at United Healthcare as a life-saving role.
Hear more stories like Crystal's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Good morning. Welcome in Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a Tuesday morning. Thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it as always. Randy Mack on vacation this week. He'll be back on Monday. Abe Gordon filling in for him. Good morning to you, Abe. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Bunk. We had the soccer league last night. My team versus Bassity. We were opposing netminders. He was in goal for his squad. I was in goal for my squad. Tacoma 2-1 win.
There you go.
Very, very happy with it.
You getting the inside info as to the injury status of the quarterback of the football
team
that he works for?
No.
People don't know who David Bassity is.
We talk about him enough.
Right, but if they don't, he's the... What is his official title? The president of communications?
I don't want to screw it up.
Public. Anyway, he's a big wig with communications for the Atlanta Falcons and a very nice man. And a good goalie, but not as good of one as Abe, obviously.
Not last night. He'll tell you.
Yeah.
He let in a stinker. He was mad.
Okay,
I didn't want to talk to him after the game too much because he was kind of ticked off.
On the heels of the stinker that the Falcons had on Sunday,
yeah.
They probably didn't feel great. Yeah. So we found out yesterday in the press conference from Raheem Morris, which we'll play some of you in about 20 minutes. He had some other answers that we'll get into regarding some of what happened against the 49ers. But he tells us some of the injury stuff going on with the team. Divine Diablo, fractured forearm. Will miss time, listed week to week. They said hopefully he'll be back at some point this year. That's not great.
No.
That's not that. That's for a guy who's been a real bright spot. And I think one of the puzzle pieces that we've talked about early in the year that's allowed some of the other players on defense that have been here to maybe play in the position that they're best suited to and do what they do best, Caden Ellis probably most specifically,
mm-hmm.
To not be out there is that's going to be tough. I don't know exactly how they're going to handle that.
Well, he's so physically unique, and you just don't have anyone else like him on the roster. And I think we saw that relatively immediately on Sunday night. And when he went down, you saw a difference in what the defense was able to do. And now the next question, and I know we'll talk about it, and we probably won't get much more info on it, is J.D. Bertrand. We saw him attempt to play that role. Troy Anderson's next up, and will he get back? When will he get back? If he gets back, how close to what Divine Diablo could do can Troy Anderson be? And that I'm a little concerned that not very close,
right?
And that's going to be a problem because it was a problem Sunday night.
Well, there's two.
And not every team's Christian McCaffrey either.
There's two closes when it comes to Troy Anderson. How close can he be to what the guy that you lost was doing, and
right.
How close is he to actually playing? And I know
I don't have an answer for either.
I, yeah, right. I mean, yeah, I don't know. I know when he plays, he's pretty good, but he didn't play that much. And that's been the problem with him. So relying on that for anything, either one of those two questions is tough to ask and tough to count on. So yeah, I don't know. That's a big one. That's a big one in the middle of the defense. And then obviously, quarterback Michael Penix having a bone bruise in his foot. It's not an ankle injury, so I don't know if that makes it more likely on the timeline. But they talked about how they're going to monitor it through the week. Obviously, we'll find out more on Wednesday. Obviously, when they have to put the injury designation out there. But just applying the way that Raheem Morris talked about Penix yesterday to the way that he's talked about other guys that have been injured this season or in training camp, it sounded a lot like the way that he's talked about guys that end up missing time.
I told you yesterday I didn't think he was going to start. And the announcement of this official injury, the listing of day-to-day, and the we'll see how it progresses through the week sort of lean on this, it hasn't changed my mind. And the one thing I will say, and we all know where the conversation goes on the other side of this. It's the Dolphins, man. Like, if you need a kind of week off in season, this is as close as you're going to get without having the Jets on the schedule.
I get
it. And
what
you're, so right. I think that has to be considered at some point.
I know what you're saying, but also, you know,
there's no avoiding it.
There, what?
The other discussion.
No, I don't. Honestly, I don't.
I know you don't.
I don't care that much about the other discussion because I know who the starter is,
yes.
And I know when he's healthy, he's going to be the starter. If the backup comes in and plays well and you win games, great. Like, that's what you're
all
hoping
right. How
happens.
Many weeks would this have to linger for that not to be the discussion?
I honestly don't know. Like, I think that if Penix just...
Because I'm sure Drew Bledsoe felt the exact same way.
Well...
And I know this, again, it's a totally different...
Neither one of these guys is Drew Bledsoe or Tom Brady, unfortunately.
In a one-year scenario, though...
I wish one of them was Drew Bledsoe. Well, that'd be fantastic. But I understand what you're saying on the extreme end of it.
Yeah,
obviously,
yeah.
This is not that. And again, I think, you know, say if Michael Penix is to miss the game on Sunday against the Dolphins and Cousins plays well, great. Then you're 4-3.
Yeah.
And Penix comes back after that. If this lingers longer than that and you win a couple of games, then great. I don't think that there's any amount of wins in a row that could take place with the backup quarterback in there where when Penix was healthy, he wouldn't be the starter. Now, I'm not saying that if he came back and didn't play well, that there then wouldn't be a conversation, but I do think that
I think there is, like, now I don't think Penix is going to miss that much time. I think he's going to miss this week. Maybe he's back the week after, maybe not. I don't think he's going to be out for 6 weeks. I think there's like a weird, like, if he were out for 6 weeks and you went like 5-1, that you're like, well, we can't go back right now.
Yeah, maybe. Okay.
I don't think that's a realistic timeline.
Yeah.
I want to be clear on that.
Yeah, that's such a
I know.
That's not where we are. So
I just want to go 5-1, Bunk. I'm looking for anything.
5-1 would be great. And again, that's where I'm at with it is like if the backup quarterback is healthier and gives you a better – that's what I said yesterday. Whatever percentage Penix needs to be to play and give you a good opportunity to win, then he's going to play, and that's what you should
do.
My
concern's not even –
but if the backup
thing.
Quarterback being – because obviously Kirk is going to be 100% and played.
Yeah.
If him at 100% gives you a better chance to win than Penix at whatever percent he's going to be. I also understand there's people out there that think Kirk Cousins right now gives you a better chance to win than Michael Penix at 100%.
Right.
Because of the ups and downs of Penix. But that's why, for me, in the immediate, just sort of evaluating where we're at right now with the offense and the quarterback and the inconsistency and the frustrations of that in this season thus far, which aren't surprising when you talk about a quarterback who's played less than 10 games, I don't want a quarterback to miss a game. I don't want a guy who is so early in his development and has started so few games to miss any of them, especially in a game where you're playing against a team like Miami where he's going to be able to get a little more confidence, hopefully. I don't think he lacks for confidence, but I think going out there and playing a game like that, you know, theoretically you would be able to run the offense that you want to run against Miami. I'm also not trying to sit here and act like anything is a given with this football team, whether Penix plays or Cousins plays or whatever.
Yeah.
I think, you know.
But it's as close as it can be found in the league.
Maybe.
But there is no.
Right. There's not. There are none, and especially not with these guys. So I'm not sitting here talking about, oh, good, it's Miami.
I did say that you could quarterback them to a...
these guys,
10-point win.
Again, like the 49ers on Sunday night got right in a lot of ways that they have not all year because of the fact that the Falcons didn't stop them. Like, they have not run the football like that in a couple of years. They did on Sunday night. They haven't been able to defend the run or defend really anything the way that they did, especially without star players on the field. And they did on Sunday night. So, yeah, we are hopefully someday we can get there and be like, oh, good. This will be an easy one for the Falcons. I don't buy that.
The inconsistent you talked about in regards to Atlanta, but also like when you look at Miami, there's that weird, are we fighting for our coach type of thing? It's kind of different than new coach energy, but it's kind of floating around there. Who knows? You know what would be the most upsetting situation? And I've never understood how this ever happens in football, that Cousins would start, but Penix is like available as backup.
Right. It's like, is he healthy or not?
Yeah. Like, there's a real-world situation where that's how they roster it up. Because Easton Stick is still on the practice squad, and you can activate him if need be. But I would be pretty upset if Penix is just, like, game day backup but not starting. I've never understood why or how that happens.
I don't either. I don't get it either. It does happen sometimes.
Could force him into the game on the second play. What are we doing?
It's very odd. It's like if he's not healthy, then make him the third guy or just, take him out completely and don't even run the risk of having him on the field. If he is healthy, then let him start because he's a starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Again, this is all on the heels of clearly something happening to Michael Penix in the fourth quarter against the 49ers. We talked about it yesterday. We didn't know exactly what it was. Raheem Morris talked about it yesterday and said it was a bone bruise and there's no timeline on it, but he's day-to-day and they're going to be monitoring it throughout the week, which then now leads to the conversation that we're having right now of, you know, if he is to miss, how long is it? Again, this is for all the folks that in the summertime that wanted to hang on to Kirk, whether it was because you talked about
Penix's how many teams get through an 18-week season without using a bat. Right. Yeah,
it's true. And to have a guy who's done it before and won a lot of games and has won games with this offense before, if that's the situation, I'm not naive enough to sit here and pretend like it wouldn't spark a million different debates, narratives, conversations, and whatever. I don't think they're all that worried about it over there. And what they need to be worried about is beating the Miami Dolphins. And if the backup quarterback, who may very well be the best backup quarterback in the NFL, which is, again, not like a great compliment that anybody wants, then put him out there and let him win. Like, they just need to win football games. And if that's what it takes on Sunday, then that's what they should do.
And to an extent, isn't this the best possible matchup to have Cousins in there? Because you can sit there and say, because
if he balls, he can
of course
like
he balled.
The
it's the Dolphins, and you can kind of write it off. If Penix had been in there, he would have done the same things because it's the Dolphins. It's almost, I mean, you wouldn't want to send Cousins on the road to face the Eagles or whoever you deem to be very good.
He beat him last year.
I know.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her United Healthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and United Healthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
But you get my point.
Yeah.
And then he goes nuts, and you're like, well, Penix never would have done that.
But again, I have to believe that they don't care about that, and they shouldn't. that, like, for sports radio debates and social media and all that kind
the
of stuff.
The fans will have it out.
Fine.
The fans will have it out.
Fine. That's fine. Like, and good. And you should.
I will enjoy seeing it.
And you'll participate in it, probably.
I probably will not.
Yeah, I don't know.
You
might jump in there.
I will be doing exactly what you're doing, which is like, why are we having this conversation? We already know the answer.
Good. The backup quarterback won a game. Nice. That's what he's supposed to do. Now, hopefully, the starting quarterback can get healthy and get back out there.
Yeah. I will say.
I don't live in a fantasy world. I know that that would not be the reaction. If Kirk Cousins plays on Sunday against the Dolphins, plays well, and they win, there will then be a lot of debates on social media. I just don't believe that there will be any debates in that building because they made the decision they made. He's the starter. If he's not,
there's only one path forward here.
Then they move back. Now, I do think that, you know, in lieu of how difficult of a time they had last year determining when a quarterback was healthy enough to play and not, I hope they look at this one real close, and I hope everyone's real honest about how they feel. Because last year, that's where things started to slide sideways, when people started to be like, I'm good, and everyone was like, okay. You sure? Yeah, I'm fine. Okay. Nope. You don't look fine.
Don't see anything in practice?
I
nothing?
I feel fine. What about those interceptions? That's, I don't know. Nothing to do with this.
Wind.
Yeah, don't, not.
Wind.
I'm good. Just keep letting me start. Okay, sounds good. Get on out there.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Heather is a nurse practitioner from UnitedHealthcare.
We meet patients wherever they live.
During a house call, she found Jack had an issue.
Jack's blood pressure was dangerously high.
It was 217 over 110.
So they got Jack to the hospital and got him the help he needed.
He had had a stent placed in his heart, preventing a massive heart attack.
If it wasn't for my guardian angel, I wouldn't be here.
Hear more stories like Jack's at UnitedHealthcare.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan. Area limitation and exclusions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.